Now it's coming up to just 25 past 10. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, this young gentleman came in while I was away on holiday. He just said he apologised for turning up when I wasn't here. Who did you see when you came in, Will?
I can't forget the gentleman's name. Rather big man with a beard. It's like giant haystacks type lookalike.
Oh, I can't think of it. Not, that sounds like Chris Hossack. He's not listening. Sorry. Said the wrong thing. I'm joined in the studio by Will Russell, who is here to talk about Brentwood Street Passes. I've been saying Billericay. That's due to noisy Phil being in here quite a bit.
Right.
But there is a Brentwood Street Passes as Indeed. Well. And they're all over the country.
Indeed, yeah.
And we're also here to talk about the Essex 100.
Essex 100 power list or something like that.
Yes, the power list.
Essex 100 is a bicycle race, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. You're not involved in that as well.
No, I didn't.
This Essex 100 top list of people that are the influences in Essex, you're on the list.
Indeed, yeah.
So when did you find out?
I found out the day before it was made public. So I got a direct mail with a picture of a gong, a trophy, and said, you know, congratulations. I was quite shocked by it. Little old me in the top 100. It's amazing.
And, these are people that are influencers who are from Essex.
Yeah, I think it's meant to be it's billed as the top 100 power and influencers. I don't think I come in that bracket at all. I've been recognised for the work I do in the community. And, you know, I'm really happy for that. You know, it's not for me personally as an accolade, but, you know, it concentrates your responsibilities, and you think, well, you know, if anyone like me can get an accolade, then that might influence other people to get involved in the community. So, you know, anything that's going to do better for Brentwood and Essex, you know, I'm fully behind it.
Yep.
So, you know, this shines a spotlight on Essex, and, you know, let's face it, Essex, you have a bad sort of reputation years back, and it's a wonderful place, and let's celebrate it. It's wonderful. I mean, you know, it's great to have ordinary people in there. I think number two, you've got a lollipop man, haven't you? Alan Sweet or something like that. I think he's a local.
You got Alan Sugar.
Oh, that's him. Yeah. I think he helps on the crossings outside school, doesn't he?
Yep.
So it's nice to have ordinary people in there.
Yeah, you've got. I mean, there are loads. I mean, if you want to go and have a look, just have a look at Essex Live. If you go and have a look there, Ryland, Danny Dyer. You've got Russell Brand as well as people like Gemma Collins. But you've also got people that, as you said, do stuff in the local community.
Indeed,
have got noticed as well. But there's 100 people, which is really nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
I didn't know Ray Winston was from Essex.
Yes, well, yeah, West Ham fan, I know that much. But
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought he was from London. Oh. I'm going to write and complain. I could have had that place myself.
Indeed.
So tell us about some of the projects that you've been involved in locally recently.
Well, I've been getting on with the Community Charity Fund for Brentwood, which is going really well. We had a great, successful evening, quiz night, a couple of months back. That was fantastic, and thank you kindly for letting us advertise that on your shows. So that was really good. We're looking at putting another one together in March. We're looking at doing a golf charity day, and various other things that we're looking putting on some events, and we're just coming up to distributing our funds that we've raised to other small charities. So anyone out there that's got a small charity that would like to, you know, have some seed money for an event or, you know, a fundraiser for themselves, then please get in contact, and we're about to distribute those funds end of November.
So. And is there a limit? Is it sort of like £500?
I think a notional amount of about £500 is the top whack. But yeah, then get in contact with me. Various ways.
Yes, you're all over social media.
Indeed.
Now, the important work of the Brentwood Street Passers, explain who they are, because there are street passers all over the UK.
Yeah. I got involved with the Brentwood Street Passers a couple of months back. I was invited to join their management board. And again, you know, a privilege to be involved in something like that. So I went along to one of the meetings, dipped my toe in the water, see what it's like. And was duly elected to be one of their trustees. So we decided that what we'd do is, you know, we need to get the word out there so more people know about the street passers, what they do. Because, you know, if, like me, you're in bed by 11 o'clock on a Friday, Saturday night, then you're not going to know about them. Mm. So they go out in town. And we had a night out in Brentwood. It was a quiet night. It was wet and windy. And it was probably the first time in my life that I'd been up the high street at that time of day without having a drink. So I was really feeling the cold as well.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see Brentwood High Street in a different light, you know, as, you know, rather than a party goer on the other side of things. And they do some great work helping people, those who are struggling to walk, whether they've got high heels or have got blisters from all the dancing. Mm. You know, they issue out flip flops. They encourage people to drink water, which is, you know, really good. And also a little ear for someone that wants to talk if they're, you know, if they're a little bit emotional. And they do they give wonderful support. So we was up the high street and we were walking around on patrol, and we was also, what surprised me, the amount of beer bottles that were being picked up. And of course these could be either smashed and end up cutting people, or they could be used offensively. So so they would go around picking up those and disposing of those bottles and any other trip hazards. So, you know, really, really good work across the board, really. And, you know, there was people that come up to us and, you know, was asking, you know, who are we? What are we doing? You know, what's it all about? Mm. Some people were, you know, kind of like, you know, oh, it's the God Squad, run, you know. But otherwise, most people were very warm. Well, everyone was very warm to us. And yeah. It was really, really, really encouraging to see. And it's, I think, you know, as you know, as a Christian myself, and, you know, serving the public is something you want to do, and, you know, being a friend to someone is something you really want to be. So so it's really good to have people in the high street that are looking out for those that are, you know, maybe a little bit susceptible to harm. So
and it's also a thing of saying that you don't preach. It's not about that. You don't preach. And I think that people who have religion or God in their life, it's nice that they come out from the church or whatever denomination people are, and actually go out and do something good, which is nice. I mean, we should all be doing something good, regardless of whether we're religious or not. But it is nice to actually have that. And also the people that go out on the Friday, Saturday nights or Thursday nights, they do it all for the love of it. They don't get paid. There's no money involved.
And I got to say, I was struggling at 2 a.m. in the morning. You know, I was struggling, and some of the general. I mean, we've got like ex policemen, ex paratroopers, but yeah, there is no need to have a military or, you know, police background. It's just that you know, that's what they like to do anyhow, and they're out there helping, and, you know, and some of them quite elderly, I got to say, and. Oh, you know, I was flaking, but they were up for more. I've got to hand it to them. Fantastic.
And you have to be part of the church to actually be a street pastor, and then you have to go through training.
Indeed, there is. Yeah, I believe it depends on the individual, but, you know, you could probably pass out in 6 months, but you know, it could be as long as 2 years to get all the training done.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have all the background police checks, etc. And I imagine that, you know, you'd need to learn something about first aid and what have you. So, you know, what to say, what you can't say, what, you know, so there's all sorts of things that you know, you need to be aware of before becoming a street pastor. But you can join if you feel that it's something you'd like to do, then it, you know, there's no reason why you can't contact a group and join them for an evening, and you know, as not as a trainee, but as a just helping out, you know. And, you know, as long as you're under the wing of a qualified street pastor, I believe that's advice.
They've asked me to go out with the street pastors, but I've not been yet.
Oh, you should,
because I'm normally, if I'm not gigging, I am normally in bed by about half past 10.
That's the thing for me. I believe Brentwood street pastors have two teams, and so they go out every other week and they rotate on a rota. The group that I was in, was there was about 6 to 8 of us, something like that. And so, yeah, really, really good what they do.
And they'll all be dressed up in that. They've all got a uniform.
You've got
as
the uniform,
well.
Yeah. I mean, that's worth doing it for, isn't it?
You've got it in black. Is it blue? Is it blue?
It looks black to me. In the
union, street pastor's written across the back of it normally, so people know who you are.
Yeah.
Now, you've kindly brought in. What's in this bag, Will?
So, yeah, well, I needed to apologise to you for missing your show whilst you're away. And so I did say to the presenter, your broadcaster, I said that, you know, I was going to get you a bunch of flowers, but I said, knowing Michelle, I think, you know, a bunch of sausage rolls would probably be better. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, you've heard me talk about sausage rolls. So we've got mince pies.
Got mince pies
and what's the one at the front? Is that yours?
No, that's particularly for you, that one.
Oh, is it? I like that one.
Yeah. That one's for you. The mince pies are for anyone else that comes.
Do you know
in.
They'll be gone, don't you? So we've got Stuart Pink coming in, and then right. we've got Ian Lee, and they won't make it. Right. Everyone gets upset because when people bring stuff in, they will say, it's not going to last till my show on Tuesday. I said, well, of course it's not going to last.
It'd go off by then, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it'd go off. It doesn't get a chance. Chocolates, anything. Anyone brings anything in, it's like, gone this place. Gone. So if you want to find out more about the Brentwood Street Pastors or any street pastors, you can find them online. What plans are coming up for Christmas?
The Lighting Up Brentwood. I've just secured a place in the High Street for the gazebo for the street pastors. So please, if anyone's listening that's walking past, please stop and say hello. And, you know, just say hi and ask us some questions. You know, ask us what we're up to, because, you know, that's really encouraging for the street pastors. They want to be busy and doing stuff. So please stop and say hello.
And is there going to be any other areas besides sort of Brentwood High Street that they're going to be moving into?
I think as the groups start to grow, then we can start to cover more areas. I'm particularly interested in maybe, you know, going to the villages, some of the villages outside of Brentwood, particularly to talk to young people that, you know, may not be able to get to the High Street, and just to, you know, make sure they're okay and what have you. So I think I'm particularly interested in that. Whether we've got the resources to do that is another thing. But
thank you very much for all the lovely cakes. Thanks for coming in. And don't forget to look out for Brentwood Street Pastors on the High Street. And if you see them, say hello. They're not going to preach to you. They're going to help you. So if you're walking along, you've got high heel shoes on, or you're a bit drunk, or, you know, they're just great. And they do all this for free.
Indeed.
All for free.
Yeah.
Very
great volunteers.
We like that. Just coming up to 10:40. Thanks very much to Will. I'll be back with more. Here's local singer-songwriter Rosie Webb with Myself Again.